Okay. I'd like to call continuation of the December 7th meeting to order. We are moving forward on the agenda that was approved on December 7th. Madam Secretary, could you please take the roll?
Yes. Grace Aaron? Here. Nia Bediako?
Present.
Evelyn Bethune? Evelyn Bethune? Carolyn Burden?
Here.
AC Bird? AC Bird? Kathy Davis?
Here.
Zakai Free? Zakai Free? Sherry Gendelman?
Present.
Ambrose Lane? Ambrose? Mike Martin?
Here.
Effie Nwangaza? Effia? Margaret Prescott?
Here.
Sarv Randhawa? Sarv? George Ryder?
Here.
Rob Robinson?
Here.
Jamie Ross?
Here.
Wendy Schroll?
Here.
Bonnie Simmons?
Here.
Lori Taguma? Lori? Jack Van Aken?
Here.
Joe Wanzala?
Here.
Was that Joe? Yes?
Yes, yes.
Thank you. Yasha Yamanaka?
Here.
Lonnie Hicks? Dan Siegel?
Here.
Shall I go back and call?
Yeah.
Evelyn Bethune? AC Bird? Zakai Free? Ambrose Lane? Effie Nwangaza?
Here.
Sarv Randhawa? Lori Taguma?
Here.
Lonnie Hicks?
Okay. Where we were, thank you very much, Madam Secretary, and thank you very much for the speedy turnaround on minutes of the board meetings. It's very much appreciated by every member of the board, all of whom have commented privately or publicly. We really appreciate
your effort. You're very welcome.
On our behalf, I want to thank John Almela again on the stream for his consistent high performance in being present at our meetings and making sure for the public sessions that the streaming always moves forward professionally and efficiently. So thank you, John L. Miller. Where we were when we last met last week were on a vote for the turnaround people that had presented to us, and I think that debate had ended, so if somebody could remind me a little bit further, I'd like to...
George?
Go ahead, George.
We had actually voted to continue for 15 minutes and we were kind of arguing about that
then,
when it was suggested that we would continue the meeting. So my sense is that it's open for discussion at this point.
Okay, good. Thank you, George. I appreciate that. All right. So why don't we then continue the discussion. Does everybody have their resumes from last time, or should I review what else we have? Would you like that?
Yes.
Okay. So we want to finish the discussion or continue the discussion about the turnaround proposal. I think that the next thing was moved after that would be the discussion of the January in-person meeting. And then I believe, now, if somebody reminds me, I think the next thing was the financial update, which included severance, motion from the KPFK lab, And it also included the turnaround proposal, and I had hoped that we would also be able to address...
Sherry?
Yes?
East Side Cafe.
What?
I live right here, and I never, you know, I think
the affiliate question came after in-person.
I'm sorry, Jack, what?
I think the affiliate director's election came after the in-person meeting.
Okay, great, thank you.
However, I spoke to David Beaton earlier, and he said that 9 or 9:30 would work for him to come on to the teleconference. So we may want to set a time certain for that and just go to it around, say, 9:15, something like that.
All right. Can I get the board to agree to that without a vote, that we will just set a time certain at 9:30 to proceed with the interviews for the candidates for the affiliates?
And are we talking about Eastern time?
Yes.
Okay.
An hour and a half, about an hour and 20 minutes from now.
Okay.
Is there any objection to that? Can we just do that at that time? So I'd like Nia to be the timekeeper tonight, please, if you would agree, Nia.
Okay.
Okay. So if you would, among other things, please remind me when we're getting close so that we can proceed to the discussion of the affiliates and then any interviews that we want to have. So I'd like to continue then or take a stack, and I apologize, I did not retain the stack because the end of the meeting was very hectic. So,
Jerry, this is Jamie with a point of information about the agenda.
Go ahead, Jamie.
Are we going to address the loans this evening?
I hope so, Jamie. That was my intention under the financial update.
Okay. All right, thanks.
Madam Chair, this is Mike.
Miss Margaret, I'd like to get on the stack.
Mike?
Yeah.
Since we last met in discussion of the turnaround proposal, the National Finance Committee met and performed a fiscal impact analysis of the turnaround proposal.
Mm-hmm.
I circulated that on Friday at 10:19. Does everybody have a copy of it? Anybody not get a copy of it? That's probably a better way to say it. Everybody had a chance to look at it?
Yes.
Okay. There's no point in me reading you what you've already gotten. I just wanted to make the board aware that the fiscal impact statement was performed, and it was a unanimous vote. The fiscal impact statement that's being presented to the board is being presented to the board unanimously by the NFC, and basically that the board needs to be prepared to spend about $200,000 or at least up to $200,000 in consultants' fees over the next 6 months. And as you know from the fiscal impact statement, essentially we don't have the money to do that, and that's the report of the NFC on the issue.
Thanks, and thanks to the committee for its work. Who just joined us?
Lonnie's here.
Oh, hi, Lonnie.
Madam Chair, this is the point of information.
Go ahead.
How many minutes are we going to...
Thank you, Nia. We were extended for 15 minutes at the end of the last meeting, so please give us 15 minutes and let us know when we're close. Margaret?
Yeah, I just wanted to report that there's a lot of concern at our signal area on the part of the local station board, staff, and listeners. In fact, there really is an alarm about the possibility that the board would vote to hire the consultancy firm, and there, you know, people are really asking the Pacifica National Board not to do that, not to take this vote at this time, and I wanted to share that information with the board. I think other members of the board know very well that I, you know, as a individual director, have opposed this particular move, but since last weekend, a number of members were listening on the stream, and I can't tell you how many phone calls and emails that received from listeners, from the staff, from our shop steward, paid and unpaid staff that are really pleading with the board not to move ahead with this. They just think, you know, this is not the time to do this. It's not the way to spend the money of the listeners, and they're very anxious to know what the general managers are also working on, and would want the board to consider that. And the LSB also wants to get, certainly members that I have heard from, you know, want to get more information on that, and are pleading with the KPFK directors as well as all of the directors not to move ahead with this vote. Thank you.
Okay, hey,
George,
this is Grace.
It's Jamie Stack.
Go ahead, George.
Grace was before me. I'll go.
Okay, yeah. Grace, and then George, and then Jamie.
Okay, what Margaret is saying is true. However, there are quite a number of LSB members and other people at KPFK who are in favor of hiring a consultant. The entire finance committee voted in favor of it and was going to present it, but didn't have time at the last LSB meeting. There are many other LSB members who are in favor of hiring consultants. So it's not true to say that it's overwhelming and there's a consensus against the consulting firm hiring at KPFK. That's not true.
Okay. George?
Just a question for Mike. The figure of $210,000 is very different from the figures that Rick and Gutierrez provided, of some range of 60 to 110 for their actual consulting and administrative services. And then when they were asked the question in the meeting last time, they said, well, the extra cost for travel and for doing some market studies would be a small part of that. And they said a number on the order of $20,000. So where did the figure of an additional $100,000 come from? What was that based on?
Well, it was based upon all phases of the project, not just the first two, which was what was being quoted by Glick and Gutierrez. It was based upon a realistic assessment of travel, and it was agreed, if you look at the language, that we should be prepared to spend up to $200,000, that it could cost that. Not that it will. Obviously, if you want to get it under that, that would be the goal. But that is the risk, and I actually think that number was derived primarily once Grace agreed. She was the proponent of this whole agenda item, so she basically had the floor for that item, and she agreed that it could be up to $200,000, and so there really wasn't much dispute about it after that.
Can I clarify that?
Exactly.
This is Grace.
Jamie, and then Jack. And then, Grace, do you want to be back on?
To clarify what Mike said.
Go ahead, Jamie, Jack.
Yeah, let's see. I had a few points I wanted to make. I hope I get to make them. First, about the cost. We came up with a rough figure of, not on the NFC, of $95,000 or thereabouts to do phases one and two, which includes $40,000 for each of the two phases for the consulting firm, and then $10,000 for their expenses. Then $5,000 to have two retreats tacked on to two P&B meetings. And then to get phase three in there, which I don't know if that's still part of the proposal or not, that's another $30,000 plus some more extra money, so you can make that $130,000. The language up to $200,000, I believe, does include quite a bit of, extra room that may well not be, reached. Let's see. One other point I'd like to make, something I forgot to bring up in the NFC meeting. One source of funds that we forgot to include in our list, the FY 2009 budget includes very generous budgeting for the four PNB meetings of $35,000 each. We just showed that we can have a PNB meeting for about $20,000. So if you turn those four $35,000 meetings into $20,000, you get $15,000 times four, which is $60,000. That could be one source of funds for this project in the budget, or, you know, something like that. Now, actually, and that leads me to the main point I'd like to get to. I hope I don't run out of time, which is why I'm interested in this proposal. You know, for me, what it really comes down to is, A, do people think Pacifica has very serious problems, and, B, do we think that Pacifica can solve them without outside help? I kind of tend to think yes on A, and I'm tending to think no on B. You know, I remember the instance of this summer, NFC voted for a special audit once it was made clear to us the depth of our financial problems. We've authorized this special audit, which was called at various times either a forensic audit or a management audit, with the goal being, you know, to find out, get a good independent outside look at how we got into such a mess. And I think that was a very important thing for us to have. And for some reason, this audit never happened. It just kind of fell off the table and disappeared into space, as far as I can tell. But I really do believe that that kind of outside look is essential for us to get back on the right track. So I, anyway, that's one of the reasons why I support this proposal. Thanks.
Okay, thank you, Jamie. Jack?
Mark, I'd like to get back on the stack.
Yeah, the issue of the forensic audit, I think Nia, as chair of the audit committee, could clear up at the appropriate time. I don't know if this is really germane, but what confuses me now is that...
Jack, you're fading away and almost not audible.
Is that better?
That's better.
Okay. Let me handset.
Okay. So I'm confused because I believe there was a motion that we should take the turnaround proposal and vet it through the National Finance Committee, which would be board policy anyway. It seems as though we now have a recommendation from the Finance Committee that the funds aren't available through any ready means. Are we disregarding that now, or are we? Was that just an exercise pro forma, which was intended to be disregarded? I don't know. Maybe somebody who is supporting the turnaround proposal, which I certainly am not, could explain why we would disregard the National Finance Committee recommendation. I don't know that it's scrounging around for a little bit of money here and there when we haven't paid severance for national staff or made any provision in that direction yet. It doesn't sound like a good idea, so maybe somebody can answer that.
Grace?
The first thing is the Glick and Gutierrez, even if all three phases are completed, it will not come up to 200,000. If it will be more like 125,000, 100 at the most 130,000, including the two retreats. The reason that I agreed to the possibility of exceeding that number is if it's deemed wise by Glick and Gutierrez to hire outside consultants for particular reasons. For instance, to look into our legal matters or some section of our finance or our HR matters, something like that. So that's the only reason I think a $200,000 estimate is an overestimate.
Thank you, Grace. Mark,
I wanted to make it clear that it's that $200,000 would never be for Jan Glick and Maria Gutierrez alone. It would be include outside consultants.
Coach for the stack.
Mark.
Bonnie for the stack.
Coach for the stack.
Yeah. I got you. Margaret?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes. You know, again, during the last Sunday's meeting, when the representatives from Glick and Gutierrez were on, I specifically asked them to give us a ballpark figure above the $110,000, which was a figure that was quoted as a base price for the additional cost. And indeed, I read from the letter that they sent in terms of travel, hotel, you know, printing, and a number of other costs. And they were not able to give a ballpark figure, even ask for a ballpark figure, and they felt that they couldn't give a ballpark figure. So I think, you know, a lot of this discussion with whether it's $135,000, whether it's $200,000, any of those figures, in fact, there is a lot of opposition to. And Grace, I have not heard from one member of the paid or unpaid staff at KPFK that's in support of this. And I certainly have not heard from members of the LSB that are in support of this. And indeed, the local station board did not take this up because they got bogged down in a meeting apparently discussing the business about the loan and whether the KPFK property should be used. And certainly a lot of the listeners that were there are alarmed and very, very much opposed to it. So, I don't want to impugn, you know, point fingers at anybody. I am just reporting what I am hearing, and on the staff level, the general managers have also, from a document I saw today, are opposed to us doing this. This is listener money, and listeners are very alarmed that the money is being used in this way. And frankly, even if it were only $100,000, I still think $100,000 is a lot of money. When we're laying off staff, we're not paying severance, and we're bringing in a firm that has had no experience whatsoever in radio to come in and do the job that we have the talent within Pacifica to do. So I just want to make that clear on the question of the money, and also on the question of the support, certainly at my local station. And the other thing is that there was, I thought, I agree with Jack, that the Finance Committee has said this has to be vetted through the Finance Committee. This is a huge financial commitment. And for us to bypass that process and go ahead and hire consultants, and, you know, let's not get picky about the name, because Glick and Gutierrez, they're also a consultant firm, you know, without going through that process, I really think is a disservice not only to the listeners, but a disservice to the entire foundation. I would hope that members of the board would really listen to the alarm that's going out in among Pacifica, and really hold off on this until we hear further on what the GMs have to say, and until the local station boards have had the opportunity to weigh in on this. Thank you.
This is
Nia, Madam Chair. Nia. Yes. Okay, time's up, as Michael Moore would say.
Okay, time is up. Is there a motion to extend?
Move to extend for 15 minutes.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any opposition? Okay, let's extend it for 15 minutes, Madam Timekeeper. Somebody was
second on the bottom of the stack, please.
Yeah, but somebody, I heard a male voice before Nia's, and I couldn't hear it.
And Carolyn on the stack, too, please.
Rob Robinson.
AC Bird.
AC.
So I'm at the bottom.
All right. Next is Yosh, then Bonnie.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just wanted to address some comments made earlier by Jamie and by Jack, and Jamie rightfully pointed out that we're saving a lot of money on our in-persons. Now, we're supposed to have an in-person in December. At this point, I don't know that we're going to be able to have our in-person in December. If so, we will be saving $35,000 right there. Okay. Secondarily, you know, we have budgeted the executive director and the human resources director. Those positions have not been filled, and we've been saving those salaries. Jack asked, why are we spending money when we have not budgeted for severance pay? The point is that there is money there. The point is that the money has not been budgeted and earmarked for severance. Money is there in terms of the ED salary and the HRD salary and the and at least the December in person. And it's just a question of moving those budget items from ED and the HRD and December in person, if it does not happen, to the column for the turnaround specialist. Thank you.
Okay.
George Stack?
Yeah. Bonnie?
Yeah, much of what Margaret had to say is along the lines of what I would have said. I'm still sort of puzzled by the process of how we got to Glick and Gutierrez. Seems to me that we started with four groups initially, and then through the committee that worked on this, it was suddenly down to two groups, and then we have only, as a board, heard from one group, Glick and Gutierrez. They admit themselves that of all of the people that they were going to interview, that they spoke with five board members, no management people, and they did speak with the CFO and, I believe, Foundation Council. The five board members that they did speak with were all members of the group who recommended them. And at a time when there really is no money, I'm trying to follow what Jamie was saying. It seemed that you were saying that we were saving money because our board meetings wouldn't cost as much as we may have budgeted, but that we were going to tack on to that money that we're saving the retreats that they have written into their proposals, although now I think I've heard a couple of people tonight say that they wouldn't be full-blown retreats, although I didn't hear either Maria Gutierrez or Jan Glick say that. They were talking about a retreat after phase, at the end of phase one, and another retreat later. And I actually think that your estimates for all of the travel and lodging and expenses and copying and everything else that they've written in are going to be considerably more than you anticipate, because that's generally what happens when you hire consultants. It just always ends up costing a lot more money than is initially on paper. The thing that I am most disturbed by over all of this is that I found both the written presentation and the presentation that we got last week on the phone to, admittedly from them, be from a group who has absolutely no broadcast or media experience, and certainly none in nonprofit radio, which is a unique field unto itself. And I would absolutely, above all, not be able to vote for this group as a turnaround group, because I found them unimpressive. So I am speaking against this turnaround.
Carolyn? Carolyn? Okay. Nia?
Did Carolyn come back? Or?
No,
I don't know.
No, she's returning.
Nia, you're up.
So, okay.
Carolyn will move to the bottom of the stack.
Okay. You know, Bonnie said some of what I was going to say. If we say that we budgeted something, so that money is in the budget. Now, I listened to the Finance Committee call. I was on there. And on the spreadsheet, the reality is, whether we budgeted it or not, you know, that's kind of a smooth, fancy-dancing accounting. If we, you might budget it, but reality says we don't have the money. And right now, we don't have the money. So we could budget it all we want. If we don't have the cash, we don't have the cash. And I'm sure it sounds to me, and people on this call right now, we're on that finance committee. So they know what how much money supposedly is in the bank. I mean, so I that's not an argument. That's not an impressive argument to me, because reality is we don't have the money. We can't have a meeting in December because we don't have the money. We're not going to have the meeting because it's budgeted, and okay, we can't do anything so we can use that money. The money just is not there. That's the reality. On top of that, to spend money on a firm who has such little exposure to media, I don't think use of our money. I mean, Rob had an excellent thing tonight that he wrote. His ideas have been quoted before about what the general managers can do, and we have that report from them. I think, and as I wrote on the listserv, I think it's respectful to at least meet with the general managers, hear what they have to say. Let's flesh out their ideas, because we have the expertise right here. If this is a radio broadcasting network and we can't get information here, we're going to bring somebody in with no experience, that doesn't seem logical to me. Now, I could be missing something that could, you know, that could very well be. And with these companies, when they come in, and I mentioned this before, I've had that experience in corporate America. They say they'll come for 6 months. Sometimes they end up saying 6, 9, 12 months, depending on how fast you get them the information. So I really have to vote against it this time, simply because we don't have the money. We can't afford to pay severance. We don't even have a policy for severance. Never mind.
Madam
pay.
Chair.
George, am I on the stack?
Severance.
Hi, George.
Am I on the stack?
Kathy,
is Rob
on
the stack?
Please.
I've been asked.
Hey, stop it. Everybody. Nia speaking. I will read the list. It's right now Rob, AC, George, and Carolyn. That's all I heard. And I moved Carolyn to the bottom.
Please.
Thank you, Kathy.
Okay.
Nia,
well,
I'm sorry.
Okay. So right now, I have to vote against this because we don't have the money. Plain and simple. That's my objection.
Thank you. Rob.
Yes, I would just like to say the reason that we are in financial straits right now is not because consultants have been taking the money away from us. The reason we are in financial straits right now is because we have continued to spend more and more money at the local station level to produce programming that people don't listen to. And this has gone on for 5 years, and we have not done anything about it. The consultants are not offering to be radio specialists. The consultants are offering to tell us what, as an organization, we can do to stop the practices that are causing the erosion of our audience and our revenues. They are not presenting themselves as experts. Furthermore, they called our managers, and our managers did not return their calls, as did some members of the board. So I would just like to be very clear that we are not asking experts to come in and help us do things that we have not done. We are asking them to undo the things that we have done as an organization to bring us this close to bankruptcy. We haven't asked anyone to bring us to this point. We've done it on our own. And to suggest that someone else is coming in and damaging us when we have done the damage ourselves is the height of lunacy, and it's total denial. If you want to save this organization, which is, I would say, less than a year from dissolution, you better bring somebody in that can tell you and us how to perform better than we are doing right now. Thank you very much.
Okay, this is Sherry. I just have a point of information. I called the 5 general managers, and 3 of them never received calls. That's what they told me. AC?
Yes. I got a couple of questions before I raise that question. Did you schedule the general managers to address us?
I have not, but I have been forwarding on a regular basis the work product of the meetings of the general managers. I informed the board that they had been meeting, and it's in your email inbox if you're going to check your mail. They plan to have a final proposal to present to the board after their last working meeting, which will be in, I believe, the first week in January, though they have met over the weekend, and they are meeting every week for several hours. I only meet with them on one day a week on Thursday mornings. But they've been, you know, working as hard as they can, overtime, et cetera, and they have sent several communications to the board. The detailed plan, again, will be ready by the first week of January.
Okay. Well, the reason I raise that question is because we're talking about a consultancy group who, by the way, we have not yet approved their recommendation. And actually, part of this discussion is moot because we have not, as a board, accepted the consultancy group. Their information, as I understand it from the last meeting, was referred over to the finance. And maybe I'm coming on late, but I have not heard the Finance Committee report. I think we need to hear the Finance Committee report, and that we also need to have to hear from the general managers prior to approving anything.
You did.
They have not approved. The board has not approved. People are acting as if we've already approved the consultancy, which we have not. And it has been referred, as I understand it, to the Finance Committee, but I haven't heard back from Finance nor to CFO on that. And I'm wondering whether or not they're prepared, if they're on the line, to give us a report.
AC, you did miss the report, and it was sent to you by email also. The financial impact was that the contract would cost upwards of $200,000. That was the report from the Finance Committee. Are you done, AC?
No, I was going to ask you, what are they recommending to us that we accept or not accept?
Well, I think, Mike, do you want to restate it in a sentence?
Well, in one sentence, AC, it's basically we don't have the money.
Okay. And so, therefore, you don't accept. Is that right?
I'm sorry, I missed that.
I said, and therefore, you do not accept the financial impact provision of the rules of the board. In other words, you don't accept it. You don't have the money, and you don't. Are you recommending that we still accept it without the money? Or are you recommending that we not accept it?
Well, we didn't make a specific recommendation. We informed the board we simply just don't have the money. We also informed the board, and it's in writing, on various scenarios that would play out if we allowed it to move forward, like the loss of at least eight employees, standard employee positions within 6 months, things of that nature. So we outlined the impact if we went forward with this.
Okay.
Point of information, Madam Chair.
Point of information.
Might it not be a good idea for someone to read the 4 points that came forward from the National Finance Committee so that those who are listening to the call but were not privy to the email with the fiscal impact statement might hear what we're talking about?
Okay, I'll have Mike do that.
Point of information, Margaret.
Go ahead, Margaret.
Yeah, this is a question, Madam Chair. Is it also possible to read the statement from the general managers? Because, again, those listening to the stream would not be able to have heard that.
Okay, I'll try to get to that. Right now, though, I'm going to ask Mike at the bottom of the stack to read the NFC report. But, AC, are you done? Because George is next.
Yes.
Okay, George.
Sherry, this is your timekeeper.
This is,
is up.
Okay.
One second, please. The time is up.
Time is up.
Yes.
Is there a motion to extend?
I'll make it if it doesn't mean I'm off the stack.
George, I won't make you.
This is Margaret. I move to extend just so we can hear those documents from the Finance Committee.
Margaret! You have to just give me a time. How many minutes? I don't need.
I think 7 minutes should be sufficient to hear those two, the Finance Committee recommendations and the General Manager statement.
There are people on the.
I'm going to ask someone to just give me a time without a reason.
7 minutes.
Okay.
15 minutes.
Who said 15?
George.
George said 15 minutes. Was that seconded?
Seconded.
Everybody. I can't have you all talking because then it just eats up time. There was a second. Is there opposition? Hearing none, Madam Timekeeper has extended 15 minutes. George, Carolyn, Kathy, and then Mike.
Okay. I think saying that we have no money is a way of avoiding a question of what are our priorities. We have $2 million in the bank as of November 31st, according to Lenny. So it's not we have no money. We don't. The people who are saying that or I'm not going to, sorry, I don't want to say what they're doing, but it, certainly saying that prevents us from looking at the question of what are our priorities for the money that we do have. I support this. I think we have a systemic problem. I think those of us inside the system are a part of it, and we need some people from the outside to take a look at this. I think Jamie's correct that we were willing to do that for an audit. I think Yosh is correct. There's lots of other money there. I'd suggest that we could take 10% off of our the money we're spending on premiums, and it'd be $100,000, and it would be enough to cover most of what's to be done. But I think to get this question of the money out of the way, I'd like to move to postpone the vote or the postpone consideration of this motion of whether or not to approve the Glick and Gutierrez as the turnaround consultant until after the motions for until after the discussion about finances, in particular, until after we've had a chance to consider the question of severance. So I make that motion. If I have a second, I'd appreciate it.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded that the motion, the discussion, the vote, excuse me, on retaining Glick and Gutierrez be postponed until after the discussion about finances and severance, and seconded. Is there a stack?
Yes.
Okay. AC?
And then Wendy?
Go ahead, AC.
Yeah, that I would move that it be postponed until after we hear from the general manager.
Hey, Carolyn, on the stack too, please.
Okay.
Yeah. Substitute motion to that effect.
Okay.
I would second AC's amendment.
All right.
Margaret.
A substitute motion. So is there a stack on the substitute motion?
Can I get a clarification?
Yes, you can, Wendy.
AC, what do you mean until after we hear from the general managers? They've been writing to us.
Yeah,
what do you want to hear?
But I think the chair is going to bring them to us, have them to make a presentation to us, just as we did for the consultants.
Glick and Gutierrez.
Yes.
Is that right? I didn't hear that.
Well, that's what I assume.
I am going to forward to the board the final proposal, and they have asked, the general managers have asked for time after their final work meeting on the first week of January.
To present to the board, time to present to the board.
Correct.
Their own turnaround plan, is that what we're talking about?
George, I'd like to speak to the substitute motion.
Okay, George is on the stack.
I want to amend the substitute motion to not till the next meeting, that the general managers will speak at the next meeting and present their proposals.
Second.
Okay, is there a stack on the...
Jamie?
Go ahead, Jamie.
I like that. I mean, we do have to have this conversation. The sooner we have it, the better. I've been a little. I mean, it's great the general managers are speaking together and working up a plan. But you know, I have to wonder. You know, it's not like we only just got into trouble. We've been in trouble for quite some time. So I would hate to have the decision by the board of what to do, you know, go on to be delayed too long. So I would support George's motion.
Anyone else? Grace.
Margaret.
Grace, Margaret.
Okay. The National Finance Committee has gotten promises and plans, especially from the most troubled stations, and none of them have been implemented adequately to reverse the financial decline. I don't think plans that are not going to be actually, that will actually come to fruition, are going to keep us out of bankruptcy court. I agree with Rob. We're either going to hire a consultant that we choose, or we're going to wind up with a bankruptcy trustee who's going to make the hard decisions for us. So I would agree to postponing this, but not indefinitely.
All right, Margaret?
Yeah, I would support
I would support postponing it until after we hear from the general managers. I think it's only right that we have heard a proposal from the consultancy and we have not heard from our general managers who have the tough job of day-to-day running the stations in this time of crisis. And I would also like to remind the board that at least a couple of our general managers are new on board, and certainly at KPFK, we are really very, very pleased with the work of our general manager. And I think we should give the GMs the opportunity. They have not worked together in this way before. That might have been part of the problem, but they're doing it now. And I think that at the very least, the listeners, as well as the paid and unpaid staff, would expect us to do would be to hear from those who are on the ground day in and day out and know on a day-to-day basis what the problems are. So I would support that we hold off this vote until we get the plan from the general managers and have them the opportunity to be on the phone to answer questions from the board and to speak in support of their plan.
Bonnie,
thank you.
This is Grace.
Bonnie, go ahead.
I want to put forward a substitute.
Well, I just called on Bonnie Grace, so I'll call you after
fine.
Bonnie.
I agree that we should speak with our general managers, and I hope that we will have a chance also to discuss, for those who are listening to the call, the documents that the general managers have already put forward. But I believe the amendment is to have them speak to us at the next meeting. I am unsure when that next meeting is even scheduled. If it is scheduled very soon, I would be reticent to accept that, because right now I know that a couple of the general managers are right in the middle of doing layoffs, and we're also entering the holiday season when they have to do a lot of day-to-day just to keep the stations functional, and one of our stations is in fund drive right now. So I would need to know when our next meeting is before I could make a determination as to voting for them to present at the next meeting. But I would be in favor of us waiting to vote on this until we've heard from our general managers.
Yeah, a point of information, Margaret. I have a question. I think I misunderstood something.
Go ahead, Margaret.
I understood that we would hear from we would get the report from the general managers, which is due the first week in January, and then we will hear from the general managers after we have had a chance to look at their plans so we could ask them questions and discuss, as we had the opportunity to do with Glick and Gutierrez. Is that not the case? Is that not the proposal?
It hasn't been determined by the board yet, Margaret. Looking at the KPF PX calendar, we had...
Is there another conversation going on?
Here, apparently there is. Looking at the KPF PX calendar, last week we had tentatively scheduled another meeting for the 21st. I don't know that the general managers are going to have all of the issues that they have been addressing in their meetings prepared, and it doesn't serve us well, I don't think, to force them to short-circuit the process that they have been involved in up to now. But anyway, our next meeting is on the KPFTX calendar for next Sunday, 8 o'clock. And that's what we had agreed to last week. Bonnie, did you finish? Bonnie? Yes, AC. Grace is after Bonnie, AC. If you want to be on the stack and that's what you're letting me know, let me know.
Yeah, I do want to be on the stack, okay. But I want to ask you a question directly.
Go ahead.
The question is, that something in terms of the, you are meeting with the managers, could you find that out and then let the board know?
I will see. I will find out tomorrow, or I'll send out an email tonight, but it's Sunday night, and, you know, they don't work 24-7 about how soon short of January 1st. And again, what Bonnie said is true. They're all kind of overwhelmed. I know that the L.A. manager is traveling, and he was at the New York station last weekend, or visited the station. He didn't go to New York to do that, but he did seize the opportunity to visit that station. And the fund drive is going on, I forget at which station right now, but the holidays, as we all know, is what?
WBAI.
Okay, WBAI, yeah, that's right, is in fund drive. And it's a hard time for them to complete this project. Grace, and then...
Yeah, I'd like to amend AC's substitute motion to say... And this will occur not later than 2 weeks from today and will include a financial recovery plan which will state specific austerity measures and measures for income improvement.
Well, their plan is addressing all of that already.
Okay, then I think we should not postpone a decision on the consultants unless we can get that within a maximum of 2 weeks from today.
Okay. AC, did you want to be back on this stack?
Anyone second the amendment?
I don't know how many times one can amend
second
motion.
I'm not sure either, AC.
I don't think you can do it.
I think I was going to go along with the Judge's amendment.
Wait, AC. George, there were two amendments now.
Yeah, I'm going to have to look it up, but I don't think that you can amend a substitute amendment twice. I don't think you can either,
so the last one I'm going to rule out of order.
What was the First Amendment?
The First Amendment was it would be at the next meeting.
Right.
Okay.
All right. So any more discussion about having the general managers present next week? That's the amendment that we're voting on. Okay. Hearing no further discussion, I'd entertain a motion to call the question on that.
You don't have to worry about it. Time is up. Anyway.
Okay, time is up. So, okay, then we're going to go to a vote on that amendment. Madam Secretary.
Sorry, can I have the exact wording of what you're voting on?
Yes. Whose motion is this? It was Grace's.
No, it's my amendment.
Go ahead, George.
It's my amendment to AC's motion. AC's
right.
motion was that we would, was a substitute motion that we would postpone this until we had a chance to hear from the general managers, and my said we would postpone it until next week when we would hear from the general managers.
Okay, so.
So this vote is on the amendment.
Yes. This vote is on the amendment.
On
That's
the
correct.
Amendment to the substitute motion.
Okay. Yes.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
Okay.
Next week? That wasn't part of the motion.
I'm sorry, it was the next meeting, which Sherry says is next week.
The actual.
Now, we can of course, after this, cancel next week's meeting, and...
It would be at the next meeting that we actually have. So.
Yeah. But the Sunday after next week is the 28th. Or we could have it on New Year's Eve. I hate to go out on New Year's Eve.
Oh, no. Hey, we cannot.
Okay. Right. Me too. I'd like to be with you, Sherry.
Sure. Okay, Madam Secretary.
We would do that.
Yeah, we would. I know. There's no doubt in my mind. Madam Secretary.
Yes. Grace Aaron.
Are we voting?
Yes.
And what?
We're voting on the amendment that the general managers present at the next meeting.
Okay, yes.
Grace Aaron?
Yes.
Nia Bediako?
Pass.
Evelyn
yes.
Bethune?
Pass.
Carolyn Burden?
Yes.
AC Bird? AC?
Pass.
Kathy Davis?
Yes.
Zakai Free, Ambrose Lane, Mike Martin.
Yes.
Effie Nwangaza.
Yes.
Margaret Prescott.
Pass.
Sarah Randhawa, George Reiter.
Yes.
Rob Robinson.
yesterday.
Rob? Jamie Roth?
Yes.
Who's the first?
Wendy Schrell?
Oh, Schrell, yes.
Here. Oh. Bonnie Simmons?
No.
No? Lori Taguma? Lori?
I vote.
Yes.
Yes. Jackson Aiken?
Hold on. Anybody can write a song parody.
What? Oh.
Jack Van Aken?
No.
Joe Gonzalez?
Yes.
Yul Shamanaka?
Yes.
Nia Bediako?
No.
Evelyn Bethune?
No.
AC Bird?
Let me have that motion read again, please. I thought we were... You say that... Eden, is that what it was supposed to...
This is George's amendment to the substitute motion?
Yeah. What was that amendment? What does it read?
The amendment read that the general managers will present their proposals at the next meeting of the PMB.
Yeah, I abstain on that one.
Okay, abstain. Margaret Prescott?
No.
No. Rob Robinson? Eleven, yes. Five, no, and one abstention.
Okay. Okay. So the next, now we have to go to for vote on. Oh, the next thing.
Can I, Madam Chair? This is Margaret. I have a question. I guess a point. Of process.
And then Wendy, yeah.
What is it, Margaret?
Yeah, I wanted to know if it's possible to propose another amendment or if we now have to go back to vote on that main motion.
Well, the main motion is to postpone. Wait, George, what is the main motion that you made?
Well, the original motion I made was to postpone until after the this evening, until after
okay.
the
meeting of the
wait, AC, you have to be quiet, George.
Until after the financial discussion, and in particular, until after we had decided about severance for, and then AC amended that as a substitute motion, which is now what's on the floor, and the time's run out. So unless you want to extend time, you have
so
to
now
on that.
We're voting.
What's AC's motion say?
AC's motion said that we would postpone the vote until after the presentation of the general managers. Then what we just passed is the general managers will present at the next meeting. So now, I guess the motion is that we postpone the vote until after the presentation of the general managers at the next meeting.
Yes.
Okay, so now we're voting on it because
so
time
that,
is out.
Hang on, there's still my query. Is it possible that I would like to move an amendment on that one? Is
well,
that
I don't know
it
because
seems really
time
possible.
Is, time is up, so I don't
well,
know.
I'd like to extend by 5 minutes.
Point of order?
Yes.
Well, we just voted on it. We can't amend it now. We have to now. We just have to approve the. The motion,
George,
just like you said.
You can vote to extend time. It requires 2/3.
Okay. So Margaret has, and then George, just as a question, if for just as a hypothetical, if we were to extend, would it be appropriate then to present another amendment?
Yeah. Then
okay,
you could do
thank
another
you.
Amendment.
Thank you. Okay. So there's a motion to extend for 5 minutes.
Can we hear what the amendment is before we decide?
No. we can either decide or
Madam, may I read my amendment? My